Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by 21st Century Rehab Director Clint Luderman. Clint, first of all, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So we have you in here to talk today about the upcoming shoulder pain workshop. So start off with just talking about the basics for the program.
Yeah, so we've been doing some workshops over the last several months, but it's going to be something we're going to continue to do just to provide some education to the community about different things. We did one on back pain. We did one on neck pain and headaches. We've got one coming up January 7th on shoulder pain. So we're going to talk about common causes of shoulder pain, different things that might contribute to shoulder pain, and things that we can do to kind of help correct those.
All right. So as you mentioned, it's on January 7th. What is the cost and do people have to sign up ahead of time for this?
Yeah, it's a free workshop. It's something we're just providing as just free education to the community. But we do ask that you sign up. We've got a registration. You can either call our clinic, which is 465-7672, or you can go onto the hospital website, that's dallascohospital.org, or 21stcenturyrehab.com. From either of those locations, there's a link that you can go on and register for the workshop.
All right. Now, I don't want to take any of your potential attendees from this event, but just kind of give people a taste of what they might learn from this workshop.
Yeah, so we go through a lot of things at the workshop. We try to make it a little bit individual. So getting some group involvement and asking some questions and kind of giving me information on what's going on with each person. So it's kind of tailor-made to the audience, really. But some just general things that we'll talk through, like rotator cuff injuries. What is the rotator cuff? It's actually a group of muscles that help support the shoulder. So we'll go through that, what the rotator cuff does, how it functions, and how that can contribute to shoulder pain. Posture is another big one that we'll talk about. You know, we've probably talked about posture every time I come out here, but it's a big deal. It's kind of what drives everything else. And so we'll talk about posture and how that relates to shoulder pain or can relate to shoulder pain and a variety of other things. So we'll kind of break those down individually, talk about those each a little bit, kind of talk about the shoulder globally, look at anatomy and kind of try to help people really understand how the shoulder functions, because I really feel like once you can understand that, then you can really get a better idea of maybe what's going on and what's causing your symptoms.
All right. Now on your flyer, it mentions that there's three common causes for shoulder pain. So what are those, if you can share that?
Well, I'll give you a little teaser. I'm not going to go into depth. So the three common causes of shoulder pain, it can be impingement. So a shoulder impingement, a rotator cuff impingement. It can be neck. The neck can cause some shoulder symptoms. You can get some referred symptoms down into the neck. And the other one is posture. Posture plays a huge role, and we kind of talked about that a little bit. We'll go in depth to that a little bit more. There are obviously more causes, but those are kind of three of the most common ones that we see.
All right. So at 21st Century Rehab, what amount would you say of people that you care for are exhibiting shoulder pain generally? Is that one of the more common issues, or where does it stand, I guess?
Yeah, you know, we get that question a lot. What do we see? I think if you broke it down by category, so spine, if you look at back and neck, so just full spine pain, that's probably number one. And then a close second is probably either shoulder pain or knee pain. Those are kind of the two most common that follow that. Those three, they make up the bulk of what we do though.
Okay, so using my powers of deduction, then you've already had the back pain and the neck pain workshops. You're having the shoulder pain, so possibly the next one on knees?
That's very possible, yes. So we're still trying to line up our slate for the year, but I can guarantee we'll be doing another back pain workshop, another head, neck, and TMJ. So we're going to throw that one in there. We're going to do a knee pain workshop. We're going to be doing one on balance, fall prevention and balance. And then we may throw in a few others in there. We may have some repeats, but we've been doing these at some of our other clinics too. And we find, you know, you do the same workshop again and you just get new people that come in. And, you know, people don't really think about it until they need it. You know, I'm not going to go to a shoulder pain workshop if my shoulder doesn't hurt. Well, in 3 months, my shoulder hurts now. I need to go to this workshop.
All right. So as I said, you've been having these as kind of a series. So why do you feel like it's important to have this pain series essentially and also offer it to the community for free?
We just think it's important, one, for people to understand their options when they have pain. I think a lot of people just deal with it. They think, oh, it's just there. I'm just going to deal with it. And we've seen that over the years. I get somebody that comes in and they've had pain for 6 months or 9 months, where if they would have come in 3 weeks after it started, it's a lot easier to recover from that. So that's part of the reason, just to increase awareness of what we can do to help. I think sometimes You know, we've talked before, I think in our culture, in our society, it's, well, I need to go to the doctor, but I don't want to go to the doctor. I have to take medicine. I don't want to take medicine. And so I just deal with it. When you come to physical therapy, we're not going to give you medicine. We're going to give you some different things to try to get to that root cause of what's going on and take care of it. And we think it's important for people to know those things. It's a great way for us to interact and involve with the community. We like to be part of the community, and we think that's an important thing for us to do.
Absolutely. Now, I'll give you a little plug here as well, because I actually attended the neck pain workshop. It was very informative. I was definitely the youngest person there, but I also have been told I have the neck of a 60-year-old. So what would you say to people to encourage them of all ages, really, to give this shoulder pain workshop a try?
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of information. You know, shoulder pain impacts young to old. So we see people, you know, high school kids and people that are 90 that have shoulder issues. And the same is true for everything. But this is one I think that, you know, people that are active, you notice shoulder pain a lot, or knee pain, you know, some of those ones that you don't necessarily always relate to older age. You know, you get older and a lot of people have back pain. And so I think they think about that. But, you know, shoulder pain, knee pain, and really truly the back pain one too, I think just the more you can know about what's going on within your body and what might be causing these symptoms, the more you have the power to take care of it. So we provide some of that information, give you some tips, some tricks to kind of help yourself out. And it's free. I mean, it's affordable for everybody. We're actually going to provide some snacks. You can come have a little snack, have a little refreshment, be entertained maybe a little bit, learn some things, and hopefully be inspired to take care of yourself a little bit more.
Absolutely. One last time, where, when, and how do you sign up for the workshop?
Sure. The workshop is at our clinic. So in the physical therapy clinic, we're changing it just a little bit, which is on the north entrance of the hospital. You come in the north entrance and immediately to your left is our department. We're going to actually do it right in our department this time. And to register, you can call our clinic. The number is 515-465-7672. You can go onto the hospital's website, dallascohospital.org, or 21stcenturyrehab.com, and there's a link to register for the shoulder pain workshop. If you go to the 21st Century Rehab website, we have multiple locations that are having workshops, so make sure you click on the one for Dallas County Hospital in Perry, and we'll get you set up. Once you sign up, we'll actually give you a call to confirm that. And if you're having issues, if you're having questions, if you don't want to wait till the 7th, we do actually have availability, so you can actually come in and we can get your therapy started right away if you want to do that too.
All right. Well, Clint Lederman with 21st Century Rehab, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I don't think so. I just come on in and we'd love to see you.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me and for all the information.
All right. Thanks.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clint Lederman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.